Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
My next guest is the best-selling author and one of the leading cardiologists in the United States and a mythbuster of the causes of heart disease. He's here to share with us his views on saturated fats and their benefits, not their risks. Dr. Sinatra, in 30 years, when we look back, or doctors look back at how we were treating heart disease in 2014, what do you think they'll laugh most about what we were doing and thinking?
Oh, I think the vilification of fats is going to be the big news item. I mean, over the last three decades, the egg industry took it on its chin, the dairy industry. I mean, my God, the coconut industry, palm oil. I mean, the saturated fat industry in general really took it on its chin because everybody thought saturated fats were bad. We gained weight on saturated fats, which is another myth. I mean, it made sense that if a gram of fat was 9 calories and a gram of carbohydrate was 4 calories, if you ate more carbohydrates than fats, you would lose weight, but it never happened. People who were eating tons of carbohydrates were getting metabolic syndrome and blood sugar elevations and gaining weight. So I think when we look back, we're going to probably say to ourselves, what were we thinking when we vilified fats? Because, I mean, the science on fats right now is so cool and so pervasive in our understanding that fats are not the enemy, but sugar is. And we've really tried and hanged the wrong person. It's really sugar that's the problem and not saturated fat. But trans fats is another story, which I think we can probably talk about.
We'll leave that for another day.
Right.
So saturated fat. So fat, the problem with fat, I think, is it's got a bad PR person working for it, and it needs to rename itself, because if someone hears the word fat, they think there's fat in my bloodstream and I'm going to get fat from eating fat, when in fact, if you eat more fat, you will lose weight. Can you elaborate on how the body actually prefers fat to sugar?
Well, fat, first of all, is a great fuel for the body. I mean, I'm an ATP guy, you know, I wrote the book on metabolic cardiology, and when it comes to heart failure or just the efficiency of the heart, what people don't understand is that 60 to 70% of all the energy that is required for the pumping ability of the heart comes from the breakdown of fats. So when you go on a very, very low-fat diet, you're taking away fuel for the body. And when it comes to ATP, or our chi energy, basically the energy of life, this is where saturated fat contributes the most to energy in the body in terms of building adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. Now, let's talk about fat as a situation where if you eat fats, will you gain weight? Well, you know, if you ate 5, 10,000 calories a day, sure, anybody would gain weight because you're not going to burn that off. But the truth about fat is when you eat fat, you're not going to get the insulin response you're going to get as opposed to eating sugar or carbohydrates. So if your diet consists of a lot of carbs, let's say white flours, pastas, potatoes, rice, crackers, bagels, breads, you know, anything made with white flour, you're going to get an overzealous insulin response. And when that happens, the body frequently cannot metabolize all the calories with insulin, and many of the calories are stored as fat, and we call that triglycerides. So it's important that when we ever do take in carbohydrates, that we always mix it up with a little bit of fat and protein. Let me give you a classic example. You're at a bar, and you're having a glass of wine. You have a glass of wine on an empty stomach. It's pure carbohydrate. It goes right, you know, through your body, and you get an insulin response. However, if you had a glass of wine and you had some nuts containing fat and protein, you know, you'll get a slower absorption of the red wine or the white wine, and you get less of an insulin response. Same thing is true if a person prefers sherbet over ice cream. I mean, they're both bad, but sherbet is a real killer because you're going to get an instant insulin response because it's pure sugar, as opposed to, let's say, eating an ice cream with fat and protein. You're going to get an insulin response because of the sugar, but it's going to be less because of the mixing of fat and protein. So when people throw out fats out of their diet, they're throwing out a major component that is really an antithesis, or basically the opposite of eliciting an insulin response. So it's very important to include healthy fats in the diet. And that's why I recommend a lot of organic fats. I mean, one of the downsides of fats is because it is fat and it's higher up on the animal chain, basically it's more prone to insecticides and pesticides, so and radiation for that matter. So basically, when it comes to fat, you do want to choose organic as much as possible. And that includes if you eat meat or poultry. Again, try to do poultry that's not fed, GMO stuff or antibiotics or basically, bison, which grazes on grass. You want to eat fats that are going to be pure fats and not be contaminated with chemicals. So I'm pro-fat. I believe that if anybody needs to lose weight, they should have a diet of at least 50% fat, 40 to 50% fat. And if they're just trying to eat healthily, I would say a diet at least 35 to 40% fat, maybe 40% carbohydrate, and the rest in a healthy protein. So I'm a big believer in using less carbs in the diet, because remember, carbs will set up an insulin response, and insulin is the major, major risk factor for causing endothelial cell dysfunction in blood vessels and inflammation in blood vessels. So once you curtail the amounts of insulin in the body, you're going in the right direction.
Dr. Sinatra, along those lines, how does a average patient start their day out? Because most people think that if they have a bowl of oatmeal, they're eating heart healthy, when in fact oatmeal can sometimes raise sugars higher than a Snickers bar and release that insulin response. What do you tell people to start their day with that can help them avoid storing their sugar as fat?
Yeah, another great question. I mean, if people tend to do cereals in the morning, or toast and coffee and carbohydrates, or even, daily oatmeal, sure, they're going to get a overzealous insulin response and because they're eating too many carbohydrates. But, since you chose oatmeal, oatmeal has a light side and a dark side. It does have a lot of fiber if you use the steel cut oatmeal, not the processed oatmeal. If you combine it with, let's say, a hard boiled organic egg, and you have a couple of spoonfuls of oatmeal, that'll balance the insulin response. But it's important to whatever meal you're eating, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you got to look at it. And the average person should say, well, is there any protein in this meal? Is there any fats in this meal? And once there's proteins and fats involved in a meal, and it's not pure carbohydrate, well, then they're on the right track. I mean, let's face it. If somebody has a big bowl of oatmeal, and they put maple syrup on it, or sugar on it, or brown sugar on it, or if they have a bowl of cornflakes and a glass of orange juice and a cup of tea or coffee with sugar in it, I mean, it's pure carbohydrate. And basically, we really need to look at our meals in a way and bring a little science to the table where we have some healthy fat at each meal and some healthy proteins at each meal, to balance the insulin response.
So breakfast should really be no different than any other meal, and we have to de-brainwash our patients to stay away from the products that come out of the state of Michigan.
Or,
basically, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Right.
And eggs are not the enemy. So let's hear you say it. Eggs are okay.
Eggs are okay, and I eat eggs, and I eat about 4 to 6 a week, and, there's nothing wrong with eggs.
Great. So thank you for saying that, and even if you eat 8 eggs a week, you will not get heart disease, you will not die from eating eggs, and again, they should be healthy eggs, organic eggs, pasture free-ranged eggs. Dr. Sinatra, thank you very much for joining us today. For more information on heart disease, causes, and prevention, please visit www.drsinatra.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Don't let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.